with Sean Ashcraft. How you doing? Welcome. My name is Sean Ashcraft, and I will be talking about Aqua Wizard Practice Prep 2024 in January. I'm just testing this microphone here. I gotta change a setting, I think. Oh, you can't see what I'm doing. Let me show you what I am doing. Oh, those are my notes. Don't look at those. Oop, those are different notes. Okay. I'm playing stuff off of Google Chrome, or whatever this is, Drive. And I have notes preparing for Aqua Wizard Practice 2024, which we'll look at. I mean, I'll look at these, but just not right now. I was going to bring down this thing, and that's not what I want. What am I looking for, man? Ow. Just bopped myself in the face. So anyway. 3, 2. Welcome, and sorry you're being forced to watch or listen to this. And thanks for being with me today. I will be prepping for the Aqua Wizard practice that's coming up in January 2024. My name's Sean Ashcraft. Today I'll be covering a few big topics, and the first one is where are all the songs that we have located? They are on Google Drive. So if you navigate to your Aqua Wizard share on Google Drive, it should be, you know, there's only like 20 folders to like remember where it is. So it's like, oh, is it this one? No, it's not this one. It's all the latest songs and chords so far. And you can put it in your starred folder. Starred. Let me check the stream here. I'm not live streaming, just live streaming to my disk. The stats don't look good. It's not off to a good start. Hopefully you can hear me and everything. Let me see what this button does. I got it. Whoop. Okay. No, that's not right. That was last year. Okay. So, yeah, you just get on Google Drive and that's where it is. So what's going on with Google Drive? Well, it's just where we're putting stuff. Oh, also, I put my notes that I use in this little program. I moved it out of my personal cloud to Google Drive. And not that I've set up my own cloud or anything. I have a thing. Anyway, so this was a lot easier for me to just move these files over. And I guess you can open them up in the Google text editor, maybe. Let's see what happens here. Oh, I have to like get their text editor or something. I don't know. You could just use your desktop app, such as the Finder or Windows File Explorer, and just go to your drive, and then you can find it there too. Maybe. I don't know. You have to probably do a setting or something. I don't know. Don't ask me. Even though I'm trying to... I don't know. I don't really know what I'm trying to do here. But, yeah, here are my notes folders that I was just mentioning. Album ideas. And it's just a text file, so that's pretty cool. But, let's see. Podcast notes. Look at that. It's just a text file. This is the same thing. And it it just takes like Markdown and it makes it look nice. And it also shows you the current working directory. So here's my notes and I can jump over here to fun album names and stuff and, you know, album ideas and whatever. Oh my gosh, my computer's freaking out. So that's what's going on with Google Drive. It's on your desktop if you choose to do that, if that makes any sense. So what do we need to do to get ready for practicing? I don't really know. Transportation, definitely. We'll definitely figure that out. We'll definitely figure out exactly what time we're practicing. It's a good idea. We're going to figure out what instruments we're going to have. We're going to know what we're going to be playing, and that's part of the reason why I'm here. So we're definitely going to be playing some songs. And I think... I think I got, like, most of these updated. Can I adjust these columns, please? I don't know. Can I? My computer's being real slow. So I can't actually... All right. I'll just use this guy. There, I see I can see the whole name of the file. Maybe I'm supposed to make shorter file names. I don't know. I really don't care. Probably gonna do this song. That's with Mark's new drums. Pretty cool. So this one we'll probably do, and I have this should actually work. I put up tabs for a bunch of stuff, but just for electric guitar number 2, which is just what the notation software is. It's like the drop D guitar. So that means I've got all these tabs for these parts. And sometimes I put in the chord names, but nah, not all the time. And if that, I'm going to be reading off of the chords and lyrics, which I don't even have a thing for the first one. So, okay, I feel like the gate is going. It's cutting me off. You can't hear this. Okay, how about that? Can you hear me now? How about now? Check 1, 2. Okay, I think you can hear me now. And if I talk loud, it's pretty loud, because I just was like, whatever. But maybe you can't hear the quiet words that I'm saying. I've never used 20 dB of hysteresis before. Oh, you can't see what I'm doing. I was... Fiddling around with this. Sorry. Okay. We're definitely going to play some songs, and we'll try to play this one. I've been working on it. I've got lyrics for it now. 80s riff. Yeah, it's a good one. All of these, like, we know how to play, I think. But then these middle ones, we still have to work out the form. And then the ones at the end are kind of pretty much already done, but yeah, the middle, the dark part of the going under C and whatever, still have a lot of experimental stuff we can do there, so that's a lot of good potential. All right, well, thanks for watching. I'm not done yet, but just wanted to throw that in there. Thanks for, you know, watching this. Spiritual and magical uplifting and renewal. I don't remember what I meant by that, but we'll try it out. So things that we'll do at the practice, we'll practice, definitely. We're only allowed to talk about album ideas in podcast form, so it's kind of the reason why I wanted to do this. I just wanted to actually say some stuff out loud. And then I have a note here that says it's okay to talk off pod about ideas. as long as you confess your sins live on pod. So next podcast, we can all talk about all the dirty thoughts that we've had about the album. And by dirty, I just kind of mean like you're supposed to talk about it on the podcast. Maybe at the practice, we will write some lyrics, practice some sectionals. You know, I feel like drum and bass have been practicing sectionals really well. I think guitars and bass could probably do some stuff. That'd be fun. And then, oh yeah, don't forget, we have a website. It's a real website hosted on my Raspberry Pi. It is on my website, so it's not like AquaWizard has a website. I guess we kind of do. It's AquaWizard.band. But it just goes to Bandcamp, which is pretty cool. I like that. It's our first one listed as the EP over, oh, way over 10 years ago. Holy crap. It, oh my God, it is the, is it seriously the 12th anniversary? Oh my God. 12th anniversary podcast release show. Hooray! Yeah! Nice. That's so 2012. Or 2011. It's really when we must have recorded it. Unless this was, like, is that a year off, maybe? I don't know. Seriously, January? I didn't. Man, okay. That's weird. Oh my God, it's 1:23. So weird. Too weird. Too many weird things happening during this. So that's fun. Don't forget, you can log into the website at... is it going to take me there? Let's find out. Yes. All right. Secret backend, wp-admin. You probably won't see all this shit, but that's okay. You'll see maybe AquaWizard stuff. I don't remember how it's set up. This is super random. Some guy, like a real person, sent me a message. It's like, that's cool. That is the only real contact I've ever had on WordPress with a real person. That's never happened before. So it was kind of weird. There's so much weird shit happening. I have a note here. Do we have a social media? I guess we do. We have Tumblr. So definitely keeping up with the times here. I'm so glad Tumblr still works, obviously. Like, you can't even click on any of these. It's great. Hey, at least this probably works. I did have a thought that I can talk about next podcast, that our average location is probably somewhere in the Michiana region. We can discuss that further. I don't want to, you know, expose anybody's locations, but other than my own, just Muncie. I'm in Muncie. But yeah, like Indianapolis, Muncie, you know, all the different other places, Michigan, Michiana is kind of like right there, kind of in the middle. So that's kind of neat. So conclusions, thanks for tuning in today. I'm sorry that it was such a big deal scene, kind of like, you know, people coming in, forcing you to watch this, you know, putting this right in your face. But on behalf of the AquaWizard Corp and all of our corporate, you know, support, thanks for tuning in. Let me play us out. Hold on. I got a good one to play us out on. These aren't music. Hold up. I'll just play this. Smooth.
Thanks, bye.